country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown, yeah. Ooh, baby, 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 you're driving me crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm a long way away from where I'm from, but baby, you feel like home. I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. How did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I'll bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little homegrown. Honey, 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 y'all so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so home. Money, money, money. You're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durant, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Paris AI Summit concluding today, and Vice President J.D. Vance, on his first foreign trip in office, told the world leaders and tech executives the U.S. opposes AI regulation.
We believe that excessive regulation of the AI sector could kill a transformative industry just as it's taking off.
Meanwhile, the EU is threatening what it calls countermeasures after President Trump announced 25% tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. He also demanded Hamas release all Israeli hostages by the weekend. Hamas has said it's putting the next release on hold, accusing Israel of violating the ceasefire. A federal judge extended the hold on the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers. Three unions representing federal employees called it an unlawful ultimatum. And the Justice Department ordered federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, saying it would inhibit Adams from helping the immigration crackdown. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher. March milk up 18 to 1962, April up 31 to 1953, May up 29 to 1947, June up 7 at 1876. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 3.5 to 181.5. 40-pound blocks up 4.25 to 190.25. 4 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 238. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 132.5. No trades. Dry whey steady at 58.75. No trades on the day. Triple-digit gains in live and feeder cattle markets on technical buying after the losses from last week. Now, higher box beef prices also helped to move the markets higher in the cattle side, as the trade's still waiting for those cash markets to develop. Hog markets were mostly mixed. Technical pressure set in to some of the deferred contracts while the nearby contract was higher due to higher pork cutout values. February live cattle up $1.10 to $201.87. March feeder cattle up $3.22 to $268.12. February hogs up 45 cents to $87.70. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly higher, positioning ahead of the WASDE report. Also, the daily export wire showing 365,000 metric tons of old crop corn sold to Mexico, supporting the markets. Soybeans were relatively flat, just below the nearby resistance levels, as the trade does do some positioning ahead of that WASDE report. Wheat markets, meanwhile, mostly lower. The strong dollar limited the upside in the wheat market, along with that upcoming WASDE report. New crop corn up 5 1/4 to 4.71 1/4. New crop beans were steady at 10.57 1/2. March wheat down 3 1/4 to 5.79 1/2. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash and March corn 437, April 445, and new crop at 411. Cash beans 964, March 969, April 985, new crop 967. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 444 1/2, March 449 1/2, April 462 1/2, new crop 421 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 459, April 466, new crop at 422. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 436, new crop 420, cash beans 969, new crop 981. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 441, new crop 421, cash beans 964, new crop 967. Red Wing Grains, March corn 464, April 473, May 475, new crop 432. Meanwhile, March beans at 1004, April 1017, May 1019, and new crop 999. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 438, March 438, new crop 414, cash beans 973, March 977, new crop 985. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 196 to 219, Holstein fed cattle 164 to 188, market cows 112 to 133, bulls 138 to 167, calves 450 to 1015, beef steers 217 to 370, and Holstein steers 137 to 340. Sheep markets, market lambs 145 and down, light lambs 240 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 250 and down, bucks 180 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
how was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
April breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and cold today. We'll get to around 5 above for a high. The wind northwest at only 5, but that'll keep the wind chill below zero all day. Tonight down to 2 below. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with light snow and a high right around 10. Turn your bathroom into the one you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month, interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 1 below 0.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I guess I ought to be a jealous man. I look the other way, they're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her, they try and get to her, but I know they can't. Oh, she never lets it go. Into the room and everybody watches every move, hoping she don't love me. I know it by the way they hang around, but they don't realize there's more to her than what meets the eye. That's why I'm certain, no matter what they do, to reach her now.
Here tonight, destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. Holding her right now has got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be. Where when I hear her, I can see her. I can smell her sweet perfume. I can feel her skin against me when I sleep. Where I won't miss her, I can kiss her anytime that I want to. Yeah, that's right where I need to be.
plane flying out of here tonight with an empty first class seat. 'Cause I finally got all my priorities in line. I'm right where I need to be.
WRDN Outdoor Report, weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
So people, if you wonder why I'm riding with a smile, it's 'cause my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Well, about 10:30, Lord, she puts me in drive, turns all the lights down and man alive, all eight cylinders are firing in line, shiver out of gas and I'm always on time. Well, I ain't gold finger and I ain't Joe Fashion, and you can't buy much with the checks I'm cashing. So people, it's 'cause my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Yeah, my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Well, my little baby loves me Cadillac style.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sammy Kershaw in Cadillac style here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the single digits below zero across the region this morning. It's the beginning of a bit of a cold snap once again, and we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Speaking of the weather, meteorologist Eric Snodgrass will be joining us. Talk a little bit about what he sees ahead in our weather for spring planting and the summer. as we had a chance to talk with Erica during the Corn Soy Expo. We'll have that coming up during our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Dairy Business Innovation Act has been reintroduced into Congress. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn introduced the Dairy Business Innovation Act last week. It's designed to strengthen the dairy business innovation initiatives to help more producers and processors add value to their businesses. Baldwin says dairy producers in Wisconsin and across the country are facing challenges.
Throughout my time in Congress, I've worked hard to help them meet the challenges that they face. And look, right now, they face some pretty steep challenges. I hear from folks about how increased input costs are stretching their thin budgets and how lack of market access and workforce issues are all impacting folks' bottom line.
Baldwin says the dairy business initiatives have already helped hundreds of producers and processors improve their businesses.
To date, more than 250 farmers and processors in the Midwest have benefited from the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. One of my favorite parts of being a United States Senator is seeing how these small grants can help our dairy farmers take their businesses to new heights. I visited Royal Guernsey Creamery, where I saw how they used a grant to launch a new processing venture, making butter with milk from their farm.
She says the Dairy Business Innovation Act will ensure that these opportunities continue in the future.
This bipartisan legislation will make sure that this program is up and running in the years to come, and it gives a boost to its funding. In years past, getting this program into law and then getting the funding to support it was bipartisan. And I expect it to be the same this year, too. And our agricultural industry relies on it.
Senator Baldwin is confident that the bill will get a vote either separately in the Senate or be attached to the upcoming farm bill. A companion bill has also been introduced in the House of Representatives by Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and cold today. We'll get to around 5 above for a high. The wind northwest at only 5, but that'll keep the wind chill below zero all day. Tonight down to 2 below. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with light snow and a high right around 10. Turn your bathroom into the one you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 1 below zero.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm only going halfway down. Yes, I'm only going halfway
down. My old friend lives up in the mountains. He flew up there to paint the world. He says, even though interpretation's what I count on, this little picture to me seems blurred. Hard lines and the shadows come easy. I see it all just as clear as a bell. I just can't seem to set my easel to please me. I paint my heaven, but it looks like hell. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. He says, man, I ain't coming down till my picture is perfect. And all the wonder's gone from my eyes. Down through my hands and onto the canvas. Still like my vision, but still a surprise. Real life, he says, is the hardest impression. It's always moving, so I let it come through. That, my friend, I say, is the glory of true independence. Just to do what you do, what you do, what you do. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. My old friend came down from the mountain without even looking. He found a little truth. Now you can go through life with the greatest intentions, but you do what you do, what you just gotta do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blackhawk, and that's just about right here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the single digits below zero this morning. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, along with the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium, is reminding all livestock owners to renew and update their livestock premises registration. Reminder that state law requires all livestock owners to register where their animals are kept, and the current registrants must renew their premise registration by July 31st. Now, this includes not only the farms, but hobby farms, your backyard poultry flocks, veterinary clinics, also livestock exhibitions like the fairs, dealers, haulers. Any other location as well where livestock is kept or congregated, you have to have that premises registered per state law. Now, for more information, a reminder that you can visit the Department of Agriculture website, and a reminder that registration information is never shared or sold commercially as well. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer climbed higher in January, reflecting improved crop prices and strong livestock markets, though farmers still had concerns about the potential risk of a trade war. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. We're talking about all things Super Bowl food and how agriculture plays a role in the big game. From the footballs made from cowhide to the 1.45 billion pounds of chicken wings consumed on the day, ag is everywhere.
Talk a lot, not just about Super Bowl and agriculture, but also about ag in the South. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The monthly Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose 5 points in January to a reading of 141, driven largely by a stronger current conditions index, with many farmer respondents saying the outlook for the ag economy today has improved markedly in recent months. The barometer's upward movement was largely due to farmers' improved assessment of their current financial situation. A notable 13-point rise in the Farm Financial Performance Index suggests that many producers expect 2025 to be a stronger year than 2024. For example, across the Corn Belt, corn and soybean prices are up 5 to 9% respectively from early December to mid-January, which has helped boost farmer sentiment. While the optimism about the future remains strong, with the current Future Expectations Index 47 points higher than the current Conditions Index, concerns persist. The Farm Capital Investment Index remained unchanged at 48, reflecting cautious spending behavior despite its highest readings in recent years. Farmers are more willing to consider major investments, but whether this translates to actual spending on machinery or construction remains to be seen. Farmland values continue to show resilience, with the short-term Farmland Value Expectations Index rising 5 points to 115. However, the long-term Farmland Value Index did dip slightly, signaling some uncertainty about land values over the next 5 years. A key takeaway from this month's report is the growing concern over trade policy. When asked which government policy will have the biggest impact on their farms over the next 5 years, 42% of respondents chose trade policy, more than twice as many as those who selected crop insurance programs. The number of farmers who believe a trade war is likely or very likely has dropped from 48% in December to 40% in January, but uncertainty about U.S. ag exports remains high. I'll have more when we come back.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Overall, U.S. farmers are entering 2025 with cautious optimism. Improving crop prices and stronger financial performance are fueling a better outlook, but long-term concerns over trade policy and farm debt do persist. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be, it must be love. It must be
love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Yeah, it must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Late last week, we saw a retreat in the cattle markets. Brian Doherty, the senior market advisor for Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson, said it appeared that the funds were backing off long positions in the market. What does that mean for the immediate future of the cattle markets, given the still strong demand for beef?
I'm not concerned that there's going to be a whole bunch of shorts coming in on the big picture perspective. On the near-term picture perspective, I am concerned that there's technical weakness in front of the market and money flow. But from the supply side, they just aren't there. And the cattle inventory report this last week confirmed that we're down 1% from last year. When does this herd stop shrinking? That's a good question.
Doherty also says that beef supplies are still tight. The Mexican government last Thursday repealed its ban on genetically modified corn imports from the U.S. after losing an arbitration ruling under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, in December. In a statement, USDA commended Mexico's action, saying it safeguards approximately $5.6 billion in U.S. corn exports to Mexico. USDA, in a coordination with the USTR, will continue to monitor Mexico's compliance with its USMCA commitments. USDA added that the Trump administration will also continue to stand up for U.S. farmers and producers, including tackling countries' unjustified barriers to production of agricultural biotechnology. The U.S. exported $5.6 billion of corn to Mexico in 2024, which is the largest export market. In the 2023-24 season, the U.S. exported a record 24.5 million tons of corn to Mexico, that according to the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. All live poultry markets in New York City and Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk counties in New York were shut down last Friday after 7 cases of avian flu were detected at markets in the 5 boroughs during routine inspections. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said during a public health briefing, the closure is in effect through at least February 14th. During that time, no poultry can be delivered and healthy birds must be sold, Hochul said. Markets must disinfect, remain closed for 5 days, and undergo state inspections before reopening. The governor said that the shutdown was out of abundance of caution. The state has reported no cases of bird flu in humans. Avian flu is on the rise around the country, mostly impacting animals. But 66 humans contracted the virus in the U.S. in 2024, and one person died, that according to the New York State Department of Health. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is accepting nominations through March 28th for 3 seats on the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board. Growers in districts 1, 2, and an at-large are all eligible to nominate board members or be nominated. Potato growers should receive a nomination form in the mail, and eligible growers can request nomination forms as well by contacting the Wisconsin Department of Ag. Completed forms must be postmarked on or before March 28th and mailed to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The election will be held from May 12th through June 16th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium are asking all livestock owners to renew and update their livestock premises registration. State law requires that all livestock owners register where their animals are kept, and current registrants must renew their premises registration by July 31st. Now, registration renewal is required every 3 years. By reviewing the information on the renewal form and providing an update to the WLIC, current registrants can renew their premise registration or, as required, report that they no longer house any livestock. Now, state law does require all premises to be registered as well, and registrant information is never shared or sold commercially. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and cold today. We'll get to around 5 above for a high. The wind northwest at only 5, but that'll keep the wind chill below zero all day. Tonight down to 2 below. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with light snow and a high right around 10. Turn your bathroom into the one you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 2 below zero.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
up on the hood, and two big speakers blasting Johnny B. Good. Looking so sweet, it oughta be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. Cheap sunglasses from the Five and Dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her dinner man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore. One step, two step, get in line. I gotta find a way to make you mine. Rock my world. Woo! I love her, but it ain't enough. She says I got to learn to loosen up and get a little wild on Saturday night and make sure she's home before the morning light. And Sunday she's all ribbons and curls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. I can't dance anymore. One step, two step, get in a line. I gotta find a way to make you mine. Rock my world.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. Singing, love's gonna live here again. I hear bees humming, and I know the days are coming. Love's gonna live here again.